Farm families are preparing for the 2025 wheat crop and soon will begin drilling. Stay tuned and I will share with you some wheat production guidelines to remember. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. The majority of our wheat in north central Kansas is in the rotation behind soybeans, so wheat planting dates are dependent on the maturity of your soybeans. You might be tempted to drill your wheat sooner, but planting too early can definitely lead to several problems down the road. Problems that can arise with planting early include increased risk of Hessian fly, wheat streak mosaic or barley yellow dwarf, along with the emergence or germination problems. The state of Kansas is divided into four different recommended planting zones for wheat. And our planting window for the Post Rock District and North Central Kansas is September 15th to October 20th. However, the state also has designated fly-free dates, also known as the Hessian fly-free date, which has been around for many, many years. But that date has been renamed as the best pest management planting date to not only include the Hessian fly pest, but also other pests and diseases that can develop in the wheat. So there are specific dates that are designated to help avoid the pests and diseases, which is September 29th for Smith and Jewell counties and October 4th for Lincoln County, with Mitchell and Osmer counties in between those dates. The best pest management planting date was established to help lessen the chance of the wheat being infested with pests and diseases. Actually, for the Hessian fly, the activity has been noted through November or even early December in Kansas. So if you are planting early, you might make sure you select wheat varieties that have some tolerance to Hessian fly. The wheat streak mosaic virus is definitely a disease that showed up in many fields in 2024 because of the abundance of volunteer wheat and the insect vector that spreads the virus, the wheat curl mite. Volunteer wheat always manages to find a way to germinate. That is why it is so important to have your volunteer wheat killed at least 2 weeks prior to planting your wheat. This would eliminate that green bridge that the volunteer provides for the wheat curl mites that move to the newly planted wheat from the volunteer wheat once it is killed. The mites can also spread a couple of other viruses, including the High Plains virus and the Triticum mosaic virus. Fall infection is much worse and can impact the yield significantly compared to spring infection. Diseases like take-all can also become established with early planted wheat, along with emergence or germination problems if soil temperatures are warmer. A seed treatment is recommended for your wheat to help protect it from seedling blights and some diseases. According to the KSU Mesonet Weather Data Library, our three weather stations in Jewell, Mitchell, and Osborne counties have an average of 76 degrees for the 2-inch soil sample and 74 degrees Fahrenheit for the 4-inch soil depth. So soil temperatures should be okay at this time. Anytime the soil temperatures get between 80 and 85 degrees Fahrenheit, there could be some germination concerns. If you have more questions on wheat production, give me a call at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.